Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Dr. Laura Dabney here, talking with you this month about parenting. You all love when I talk about parenting. I get a lot of feedback, a lot of questions, which is awesome. So here we are talking about it again. And this month I'm going to talk to you about the general topic of what advice I'll be giving my own children about parenting. Two do's and two don'ts. So let's get right in here with a don't. And the first don't I want to start with is, don't take it so personally when your kid is mean to you. It doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean they hate you. It doesn't mean they're being mean outside of you. It doesn't mean they'll be mean forever. These are all the things I hear all the time. When a kid is mean to you, it's because they have another job to do, which is separating from you. The easiest way to separate from you is to be mean, because it causes you to back off, it causes you to be tense, causes them to be tense, rah, you have this thing between you, right? I'm not saying it's the best way to separate, but it is the easiest, and it's very, very normal. In fact, trust me when I tell you that us therapists get very worried if a parent comes in and they have a middle school, high schooler, and they say, oh, we have no problems. Well, we never fight. Nope. They're never mean or anything. That's worrisome. All right, so they're being mean to you is a way to separate, which is normal. So how to address it? Because it does hurt. It's okay that it hurts you too. That's normal as well. And it's not okay for them to be mean, but it's okay to separate. You have to separate those two things for them. But you've got to first understand it yourself. So if a child is mean to you, you can address it. But first address the separation. So let's say you offer to help them study for a test. And they snap your head off, okay? Address the separation issue first. I know you want to do this, I get, and no, you want to do this on your own, okay? You're getting older, you can do this, I know you can, and you don't want your mommy's help. That's perfectly understandable. But when you snap at me like that, it hurts my feelings, gets between us, and actually hurts our relationship. So I'd rather you just say it simply, Mom, I got this. Thank me for offering to help. That would be a bonus cherry on top, but just simply say it in kindly and I'll back off. Okay. The difference between that and punishing a child, scolding a child, putting them on restrictions because they were mean to you is huge, because if you do any of those other things, it gives your child the impression you can't handle them separating. And that's not good, because then they're going to enmesh with you. And that's a whole other different set of problems. Or they'll become passive aggressive, and that doesn't work either. Okay, so go ahead and call them out on the being mean. You can talk to them about being mean, but first address the separation. Let them know you're okay with that, not okay with it being snarly. In fact, I'm thinking of a friend right now who has a grown boy who is snarly with her, drives her crazy, which I get, and she's venting to me, which is perfectly normal and fine. And I reassure her that every time I see him, he is the utmost kind and polite with me. And I'm sure you can think of examples too. So it does not mean your child is being mean to everybody else. That would be a little bit worrisome. But typically they're just mean with us because we're the only ones they need to separate from. Think about it. Separating is really important because they've been so dependent on you. The relationship's been like this, right? They've been so dependent on you for so long, and then they get worried, scared. They want to do it on their own, but they don't think they're ready. They're anxious they won't be able to do it. So it's this push, pull, want to, not sure I can, which makes them feel babyish and even more dependent. Okay, so try to relate to that. Try to think back to when you were a teenager and you so wanted to get out of the house and everything, but how to do it? It's so daunting, right? So just appreciate that they're going through this as well, okay? And separation is then you need to let them go and do it themselves, because that's how it comes back around. you can't go from here to here with them without them first separating. Okay, so understand when they're separating from you, they're heading towards this relationship when they're older. You're gonna come back around to more as friends, right? Where no one's taking each other over, you're not revealing too much, right? It's just more like this, even on even ground. They have to separate first. So be okay with that. Talk about the snarling, other ways they could say things, okay? All right, need any help with that, let me know. As always, 757-340-8800.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.